Recorded Books and One Click Digital present A New Hope by Robin Carr. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. The Basque really know how to get married, Ginger Dysart thought. She hadn't attended the wedding ceremony, and she'd had doubts about attending this reception, given all the sadness she'd suffered over the past year. Her own marriage had barely begun when it ended in divorce. But she was so glad she'd come to the reception. It was an ethnic extravaganza. The Basque food, the music, the dancing. The bride and groom, Scott and Peyton Grant, had whirled around the dance floor a couple of times, then parted so Scott could dance with his mother and Peyton could dance with her father. And then there was a series of handsome, dark-haired men who claimed the bride. Brothers, cousins, uncles. Paco Lacoumette presided over the party with all the aplomb of a king and was clearly in his element. The couple's dancing would cease, and the Basque men in their traditional dress of white with red vests and caps would take the floor and put on a show to the wild applause of the guests. Then more couples dancing. Even Ginger was dragged from her chair and pulled out to dance, despite her efforts to decline. She danced with men she knew, Cooper, Spencer, Mac, Scott, and men she didn't know. Those good-looking, dark Lacoumette relatives. At one point, she spied Troy, Grace's boyfriend, who must have just arrived. Grace, Ginger's boss and owner of the flower shop in Thunder Point, thought Troy wasn't going to make it and had been so disappointed. Yet there he was, twirling Grace around with almost professional skill. And judging by the glow...